Hello, my friends. It's Maria. This is the Creators Council show where we are talking about technical issues in order to help the users of the Anchor.fm platform be able to maneuver here a little better. Let's eliminate as much frustration as we can with the changes that keep occurring on this platform. Thank you, Kevin Touch, for developing this show so that we can share insights. If you're outside the Anchor platform, listening in from another platform, welcome. Hello. I hope that listening to this show may help you as well if you're deciding whether to come into the app or not, or just enjoy listening from wherever you are. Perhaps this information will help you on a different platform as well. I don't know. But right now, this episode is about the feature that is called Record with Friends. That is a feature on the Anchor podcast platform where creators used to be able to call multiple people and have conversations on these audio airwaves for the benefit of the listeners. We used to be able to call up to 7 or 10 people. I don't know. It gets a little messy if there are too many voices on the broadcast, and you'll hear why in a moment. I am going to be having a call right now. I'm going to publish this call in, this Record with Friends that I just had with Awesome Sauce Radio. Foxy Lady, Tammy. She goes by many names, but you will hear her voice. It is very distinct. It's awesome. Awesome Sauce Radio. That's her show. So I'm going to welcome her right now. We're going to be talking about the Record with Friends changes that have occurred just in the last couple of days. Today is Thursday, December 20th. And we are also going to get a little bit into distribution talk. And what about those fireworks? There is a new feature in Anchorland. Here we go. Thanks for listening. This is an 11-minute conversation. I usually like to keep them shorter and sweeter, but we're getting a little spicy here with this call. And please disregard any names that you may hear. Some of it may have been privileged information, but I think it's okay. It's a free-for-all here in this conversation about Record with Friends, etc. I am Maria. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, Foxy Lady. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. This is Maria from the Creators Council for whoever is listening out there. I have Foxy Lady. She has her show, Awesome Sauce Radio, out here on the audio platform. It's awesome.
I try.
Right now, okay, so Foxy Lady, you and I spoke yesterday, just real quick. The Anchor.fm app has changed. The Record with Friends appears to be a lot different than it used to be. Foxy Lady, tell us, what's the change?
Well, it kind of appears that it's not allowing you to call multiple people at a time. But every time we've tried it, there's been something happened to where we couldn't quite hook up. But here's the interesting thing. Yesterday, I was talking to Ms. Condensation, and she sounded kind of echoey. And she's like, here, send me the link. And so I sent her the link, and it actually allowed her to join our already in progress conversation.
So how many people did you have on the line?
Was just me and Condensation, but Condensation was on there like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, she was able to go off of it and back in again?
Yeah, I guess she accepted a link that I'd sent her while we were talking, and it hooked her up, and then it was like there was her and then there was her. And it was really cool. She started singing, and it kind of reminded me of them scary twins on that one scary movie that talk in unison. And
oh, because it was playing her voice from your prior conversation. You guys were talking over a prior conversation.
Oh, is this the conversation we were in?
Now, so how did you get her on? What do you mean by a link? Are you talking about the little icon in the upper right-hand corner with the little faces?
Yeah, except on an Android, you don't have the little faces. All you have is like a share button.
Okay. So on the record with friends, as with many different features here, and it makes sense, there's a difference between Android devices and iPhone devices. I have an iPhone, and I know Trudy Newell, Conversation, also has an iPhone. So when we're operating here and doing record with friends, there's a little icon in the upper right-hand corner of the screen for us that shows little profiles of people, two different, like two little people. It means you can add friends to it. And as of the latest update, it will only allow me to add one person to the call. I am not able to add multiple people anymore at this present time. I'm not sure if it's a glitch with the program, because sometimes that happens, or if it's a permanent change to the platform, it's Anchor's intention to prevent multiple people on a call. I'm
Well, you want to
not
hear
sure.
something crazy? After this new episode, new update, now I've noticed that on my episode screen, it no longer shows me who I favorited or who has favorited me. It will now tell me what my all-time listens are and what my listens per episode are, just like the dashboard does.
Well, you know,
But
this is a perfect example of why the Facebook that Maria's Techie Tips may be a good better platform to discuss this on, because the screen that you're talking about, it seems like might be for Android. I don't have that screen. On my iPhone, it does still list my favorites, and it allows me to do a see all listing of them all.
I can do that if I go through the main listen screen, but from my actual profile that shows all my episodes, it no longer has that up there.
Oh, I know.
And in
I
fact,
don't have that on mine. I don't have the people I favorite on my profile screen at all on iPhone.
see, it used to tell you how many favorites and how many favorited on the top. And now the little
Oh,
star,
that number, just the
yeah,
number.
the little star button that used to be up there is now on the left-hand side by the back arrow. So if you're not careful and you try to back out of a screen, you're going to unfavorite one of your favorite stations. And you won't know it. And it's like with every update, Anchor is trying to rip the Anchor community more and more apart. And we were talking to No Show last night, and he's livid. He's like, you know what? I'm done with Anchor. I'm going to do one more thing, and then I'm going to take all my stuff that's I'm starting to pre-record everything and upload it there, and then I'm just going to take my stuff and run. I'm going to go somewhere else with it. He's like, I'm done with Anchor. I don't even want to get on there and listen no more. He said people on Spotify and Radio Public or whatever, but he's not going to be on Anchor anymore.
Well, I don't think the platform is, I don't think their intention is to have people be able to connect to each other. I think that their goal is to be a distribution of podcast content. I think, I'm not Anchor, I don't know, but the way the platform keeps changing, it definitely is taking away the community feature to it.
Yeah, they're tearing apart the community that was built,
Well, as long as,
making it harder for people to communicate with each other out here.
right. Well, I hope that this Creators Council show will help that a little bit. And I know that new users are coming into the platform all of the time. Some of us who have been on the platform for a long time and really enjoy the messaging feature of it, the record with friends feature of having three or four people. I think it was up to 10, you could have up to 10 people on a call. Which gets a little messy, to tell you the truth.
Oh,
Many,
super, super
yeah,
messy.
too many voices on a call is not a good thing, but a couple of voices in the mix is great. I've had some great conversations with Patrick and with Trudy Newell, Conversation, different people. Not only is it fun, but if I try and keep it focused, it can be really meaningful and valuable to the listeners. I
Yeah.
think it's a shame if Anchor is taking that away. But we'll see. Maybe it's just a glitch. We'll see in the next few days how it pans out. But thank you so much, Tammy. Awesome sauce. I just wanted to get your feedback a little bit on this issue. Record with friends. It does appear that we're only able to get one person on the phone at the same time. And if anybody wants to have more interaction about how the record with friends works, if you have any questions, if you want a screenshot what you're looking at on your phone and interact on that Facebook group or page, Maria's Techie Tips. It can be helpful to do that as well, because sometimes visually seeing a conversation in writing with photos could help.
Also, I want to throw something else in there.
Yes.
On Android, when you go to record with friends, it takes you to another screen and it just tells you add people. It'll still pull up a list with all the little circles, and I can add as many people as I want.
Will it let you connect? Will they connect to them? Because it's allowing me to click on them. But if I click, like right now, I clicked on Sheena Diane, actually, and you. And I did you second, and it only took you. It erased the first one. It's only allowing me to click on one.
Oh, wow.
It looks like it's clicking them, but it's not.
I didn't look at that closely.
Yeah, it's erasing the first click.
And as for the distribution, I don't have any idea, because I don't usually go all to the different platforms to see if my episode is up.
Yeah.
And I don't have notifications turned on, so I don't really know about the distribution part.
Well, the distribution question, by the way, for anybody who's listening, yesterday was Wednesday on Strong Body, Strong Soul, which is my show out here. I do Wacky Wednesday, I call it, and I go a little crazy, silly stuff on there. Yesterday, I released that episode really early in the morning, on Wednesday morning, because that's when people listen to it the most. And for some reason, the show didn't get distributed to the outside anchor platforms until about 3 or 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. So there was some sort of a distribution delay yesterday on my show. And maybe it's because of the new update. I don't know. But it finally did go out. So it is over there if anybody wants to laugh, but distribution is sometimes a problem. And I'll be doing an episode here on the Creators Council about that issue, because I also notice I used to not be able to produce more than one show in a day, which is probably not a good idea anyway. It depends on the listener base of your particular show, the content that you have. But I noticed that recently, on a good day, a few days ago, when the platform was working better, I was able to release two episodes in the same day, and it went out immediately to Spotify, to Apple, all that kind of great stuff. It was pretty immediate. It was working smoothly until this latest update. Now there seems to be a delay. I don't know.
Yeah, and I don't have all the little fireworks on the screen on the Android that you say you have on Apple either.
Oh, well, you're making this call go longer and longer. Okay, let's talk about the fireworks for a second. One of the fabulous new features that Anchor has provided for us is a fireworks show. So once we release an episode, you publish the episode on the platform, and the fireworks don't happen when I publish, but I notice that even when I'm doing something else on the app, all of a sudden, when that particular episode goes out to Apple Podcasts, for instance, when it goes out to the mass distribution, the fireworks will show up on my screen and interrupt what I'm doing.
Oh, see, I don't have that. I don't have that problem.
It's some sort of alert, like a party, like, yay, we're out to Apple Podcasts. We're out to Spotify now. It's a little yay kind of. Get enthusiasm going. So I guess that's their thinking on that one. Yes, fireworks are always, I'm always up for a party. So
break out the blowhorns.
Yes, yes. Anyway, we'll see how that pans out. If anybody has any comments or questions on the fireworks or the record with friends or the distribution, feel free to message in here to the Creators Council show. Feel free to go check out Awesome Sauce Radio if you want to hear more of her cool voice. And we'll talk another time. Thank you so much for picking up the phone and being here on this record with friends, Tammy. And
absolutely. I'm here.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for continuing to tune in. I hope that conversation helped you out in some way. Please always feel free to message in here to the Creators Council if you have any comments or questions about what we were just discussing. Remember, you are only able to message into this show If you are an Anchor user, calling from within the Anchor app. If you are outside the Anchor app and on another platform entirely, feel free to reach out to me. Strong Body, Strong Soul is my handle on Instagram, or I have Maria's Techie Tips on Facebook. I'll go ahead and put a link for you guys in the show notes right here. And talk about spicy. I've already received a message. This show, Creators Council, is not designated as explicit, so I want to apologize right now for Trudy's language. But I'm going to share her voice anyway. Here we go.
These messages for Maria. They've changed it again. But the exploit that Lulu and I figured out with the two people being on the call at once still works. Not that that's very useful. But it's kind of interesting with the echo. I wonder whether it's addressing both mics when it calls me, because Apple's done their update again, which makes my operating system different. And it's their major update, not just a security patch. So things are very different. So everyone changes things all at once. And it's like, Merry fucking Christmas, cats. Excuse my language. I should remember which station I'm calling. So it's not really Merry Christmas for me, because I have difficulty changing my technology. But anyway, Tammy and Lulu and I are just about to test it out and see if we can get multiple parties on the same call. Through the link. It's through a link now, not through adding them at once at the beginning of the call, I'm thinking. Right, cheers, bye. Good luck with your...
Thank you so much, Trudy, for messaging in here to the show. If you guys are interested, go check out Trudy Newell. She is Condensation out here on the platform. She is an awesome musician and a techie guru. She's going to be giving us some more feedback on the changes on Apple and the microphone issues that she is having. She's going to be sharing more here for you guys. And that's what this show is all about. Let's help each other out. Knowledge is meant to be shared. And by the way, I am not the only co-host on this show. I'm going to be introducing everybody once in a while. Right now, I want to share Uncle Mike's voice for you guys. He is also a co-host here on the show, and he will be using his voice here to help you soon. Go ahead and feel free to message in, and you are always welcome to address any questions or comments directly to any of the co-hosts here. There is Kevin Touch, the creator of this show. There is Uncle Mike. There is Emma Rias. And there is me. So, any of us are happy to spend some time and energy trying to help you guys out. Here is Uncle Mike.
Yo, yo, it's Uncle Mike here at the Creators Council. Just wanted to drop a message and let you guys know that I'm here if you need me. You guys can reach me at anchor.fm/uncle-mike. And I've been doing this for a good year now, and I really enjoy it. I do it on a leisure basis, though, not, full-on, everyday kind of a podcast. So I'm happy to share any knowledge that I have to anybody out there who's looking to start doing some podcasting. All right. Talk to you guys again soon. Peace.
That was Uncle Mike. So excited to share his voice here. By the way, the topic of this show, the Record with Friends, one of Kevin Touch's dreams for this show was to have the Creators Council co-host all on the same call together to have conversations about insights and technology here on the platform. I'm not sure if that plan will work anymore. Feel free to go into the archives here of this particular show, and you can tune into many conversations that KT has had in the past with Positive Vibes, with Uncle Mike, with Emma Rias, all sorts of calls That is how Record with Friends was working. I'm not sure what's going to happen now. But thank you so very much for tuning in. Don't forget to check those show notes. I have a link there to the Facebook page that I was referencing. I also have a link there for you guys to get to Uncle Mike's show. To make it easy on you, make sure to use those links in your own shows, and we'll be talking about that more on future episodes. Keep coming back. I hope you're getting some value from the Creators Council. I am Maria. Keep coming back.